The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors in the Red Sea State announced three people were killed in a bomb explosion at Al Amir nightclub Saturday night in the Salabona neighborhood of Port Sudan town. The doctors' group said another person was shot and killed by a known gunman the same day, while another young man succumbed to his injuries after being stabbed. The Sudanese doctors say three other people are receiving treatment in Port Sudan Hospital. Police officials say they arrested one of the main suspects in connection with the shooting at Al Amir nightclub. All the three were traveling on one motorcycle. Security officials in Port Sudan say they arrested two other people on Sunday who were planning to set off bombs in Port Sudan's Busairi Plaza Hotel. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Port Sudan town, advocate and human rights activist Osman Saleh says the incident is politically motivated. Saleh says some local and external political leaders are instigating local communities against each other to create insecurity for their own personal interest.
What is happening in the Red Sea is manufactured. There are groups that want to create insecurity in the town and those who have political interests in eastern Sudan.
A resident of Port Sudan's Dar al-Naim neighborhood, who does not want to be identified for security reasons, says security operatives have been randomly beating and arresting youth from Beni Amir community for the last two nights and that the arrests have been ethnically driven. Abdullah Obshar, a spokesperson of the Bija community, condemned the incident and described it as a terrorist act carried out by elements of former President Omar al-Bashir's administration who are trying to create havoc in the area. Obshar is calling for an immediate investigation into the circumstances leading to the explosion. He says authorities should also carry out a mandatory disarmament campaign in the neighborhoods that witnessed the shooting.
The government is supposed to pay attention to these dangerous elements, which have been proven by this terrorist act carried out by the Eritrean Islamic Jihad Group, a group labeled internationally as a terrorist group and has been armed by the former administration of Omar al-Bashir.
The Bija community leader is appealing to the Red Sea state authorities to control the movement of foreigners, including Eritreans, and to temporarily stop issuing visitors' permits. Obshar says the Bija community also want the national security laws strengthened.
Revision of identity and closure of the border to any terrorist group that enters the country illegally. Weak security measures from the Sudanese authorities have contributed to these groups easily moving along the border and carrying out atrocities for their political gain.
The Sudanese transitional government sent a high-ranking delegation headed by the Minister of Interior, Izzedine Sheikh, to Port Sudan Sunday evening. The delegation is tasked with inspecting conditions and to find out possible solution for ending the rash of violence in the area. Last week, some members of the Beja community of Eastern Sudan demanded the right to form a separate autonomous state due to what they called a lack of political will by the national government to develop their region. Dozens of people were killed and dozens of others wounded late last year during a series of intercommunal clashes in Port Sudan town between Hadandawa, Beni Amir, Nuba and other tribes in the area. In September 2020, officials say 30 people were killed and dozens of others injured during an intercommunal fighting between the Beni Amir and Nuba in Port Sudan town. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.